Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. That's some snappy little music from our producer, Brian. I kind of like that. Anyway, puts me in the mood to get out and fire up a grill, create a little grill envy in my neighborhood. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. You're listening to Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Just crunching on some Southern-style sweet heat barbecue chips from Better Made. When Don picked up that barbecue this morning at 5:45, thank you very much, I gave him a case of these to take to the tailgate. Because what a better place to sample a new potato chip than at a tailgate.
That's right.
These are perfect size bags.
I'm going to open my next bag right here. I've already powered back one since I've been sitting here.
Better Made, you know, it's the largest and oldest potato chip maker in Michigan. They use almost all Michigan potatoes, and they use cottonseed oil. So there's a flavor to these that's unique and clean, and you can't stop eating them.
Right. He told us, we've had him on a couple times, Sal Cipriano, the president of the company, and he made a comment to me that I thought was really interesting, in that when you see big brand potato chips go on sale for half off,
right,
or two for one or whatever,
right,
what they've done is they put it on their label, a list of oils that they could use.
Right.
Sal uses the cottonseed oil, which is a premier oil, which is one of the most expensive oils that he could use. But it gives a consistent flavor to his product. And he said the other big brands, when they put something on sale, they'll drop down to a lower grade,
mm-hmm,
of oil, because that way they can supplement the cost and give them to us at a cheaper price. So you're really not getting the same product. And he didn't mention brands, but I'm sure this happens,
mm-hmm,
right? And he's like, we don't do that. You know, you're not gonna see us do that. I just thought, you know what? There's a man that's convinced that quality matters.
Yeah.
Right? In his product. I just thought that was cool. You know, a little Better Made side story. But anyway.
So fall camping food, it's, you know, I don't want to bore everybody with too much deer camp talk. But if you're camping in the fall, or deer camp or tailgating, you might be outside building a fire, cooking up some food. And there are some cool things, especially I think of our deer camp in particular. We cook everything outside. There's very little we cook inside because the trailer is so small.
I was going to say, because you're on the Trotwood, and
that's right,
you get two guys in there, you can't turn around.
Yeah, it's cozy. Well, one of the things that's really nice by a campfire is a spit, and they sell these...
Translated rotisserie.
Yep. They sell these rotisseries, these spits that are battery-operated, and they're all stainless. And you put these forks in the ground, and the smart thing to do is put it upwind on the edge of the fire. So you've got some coals under it, but you're really cooking from radiant heat, and your juices are dropping not on the fire, so it won't catch fire, and it won't scorch your meat. And they're battery operated, and, I mean, they'll run for hours and hours and hours, so you can put literally anything on there you want and just keep turning that thing. And if you want to baste it a little bit, you can. But a chicken works really nicely.
Yeah.
And if you stuff that chicken with some fruit, it'll keep it even more hydrated, and it'll marinate it from inside. You can baste it on the outside the last couple hours before you're done. But we do this when we're camping all the time. And those things are there. You can get them for $100 online.
Mm-hmm. And it sticks in the dirt,
yeah,
on either side of the fire.
There's two rods with forks,
right,
on the top.
Right. You drive them into the dirt, set the rotisserie in there, and the little motor runs it. It mounts, yep, right on one of those rods.
Pay attention to the thickness of the rod.
There you go.
That's what I'll tell you.
Right.
Because some of the smaller, cheaper ones use a thinner rod. And if you're putting a big old hen on there, or a turkey or a goose or something like that,
uh-huh,
you're going to have a lot of weight on it, and you're going to bow it.
But a great way to cook, because it's a set it and forget it kind of thing. But the key, I think, that couldn't be emphasized enough, and that is it's on the side of the fire, it's not over the fire, right? Because if you're over the fire, your drippings are going to hit, you're going to get flare-ups, and you're going to get charred or burned food. But if it's off to the side, anything that drips into dirt, that's not over a coal, so it's not going to flare up, yet the radiant heat, it's like when you stand close to the fire, right? You get a little closer to the fire, you get a little hotter, you step back, right? You're putting it near the fire, but not on the fire. That's the key to me of outdoor fire cooking, is you're adjacent to, you're not over.
So there's some other cool things for doing that. And one thing I'm seeing a lot of, mostly online and in some stores, are these swing away grates. And there's some with some really extravagant variations. One will have a hook with a pot holder. One will have a small grate. It'll have a little grate. And you can basically swing them out of the way or swing them back in. And it generally has a big rod you have to pound in the ground. So bring a hand sledge with you.
Right.
Because you'll want to get that thing deep enough in the ground that it's not tipping over because you got a lot of leverage on it.
Right. You put some weight out there with your pot or whatever it is you're cooking on there.
But you can do something as simple as hot dogs.
Right.
On that thing. It doesn't have to be an elaborate scheme.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But some sausage patties, whatever you want to do. This one I saw had actually one of the apparatus, one of the arms on it, was a big cast iron fry pan.
Yeah.
And
almost like a griddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would almost think if you just had a grate, just the simple one, just a grate, you can put anything on that you want.
Now, that's the versatility of that is the cool part because you don't have to swing it all the way over the fire. You still have a flat surface to put your stuff on, but it could be the radiant heat.
Yeah.
Or if you do want to get a little char on things, you slide it out over the fire.
Right. And then the ones with multiple arms on them are cool because you could literally have that fry pan going over it while you had your grate close to the fire to keep your chili or stew or soup hot.
Right. Potatoes, anything.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, this is fun to cook outside. There's another one called Titan Outdoors, and it's an adjustable campfire swivel. I clipped off a picture of it there. I also saw some that actually had cranks on them to raise and lower them.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of cool.
Moving the fire, moving the product away from the
move the product, bed. Move the grate up and down.
That's funny, that Titan Outdoors, the big stainless steel grill we got from Vicky's pasty shop.
Right.
Remember one time he had a grill that
I've heard about it.
We took from him? It's a big old stainless steel box. I went to Titan Equipment, Titan Outdoors, and bought that rotisserie, and I got an octagon-shaped rotisserie rod, but it's 5/8, and it'll carry 120 pounds on it,
wow.
And I got the right size motor.
So you can put a suckling
that.
Hog on it.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to try that.
Right, and that's what I wanted, because this is a big 4-foot long and 2-foot deep box that he had made out of stainless steel, and it's got an elevated coal bed in it and stuff, and I thought, what a great, just unique tool that only used for rotisserie.
Yeah, that's an
so
underused grill. We got to find some uses for that thing.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice to put my Judge on a permanent trailer and then put that on a trailer and just put a roof on everything and have everything all in one so you could just tow it around. But
sure.
I guess that's not going to happen.
Mobile kitchen. Well, did you buy some extra siding? We could probably build a little barn around it, too.
I didn't.
But anyway.
There's another one that I have. I bought a used Dutch oven years ago from a girl at church, and it was a Lodge, and it came with the tripod with the pulley and an adjuster on it, so you can literally put the tripod over your fire and cook out of a big pot that way.
That's three rods that come together like a teepee at the top, right? And then there's a chain that goes down that center, and you can raise and lower, right?
Yeah, there's a pulley on it.
Yeah.
It's a really nice setup. And I think you can buy that whole thing for about $140.
Bob, we've got a guy named Tim Roller coming up next from a show he calls Whitetail Journey. He's going to talk to us a little bit about deer hunting. I'm kind of interested to listen to this guy because he's probably forgot more about deer hunting than I'll know. So if you want some tips and techniques, stick with us. We'll be back.
I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me like a rock.